All right. Chapel of Change, how's everybody doing this afternoon? Are you guys excited to be in the house of God? Make some noise. You know, I'm really happy to be here with you guys. For those of you guys that don't know me, my name is Joshua Leyva. I'm the pastor of the Spanish ministry. Sometimes you guys don't see me around too much because I get to lead a whole service up there. So we have small groups during the week that we go and teach. We have a weekly Bible study on Thursdays, and we also have our Sunday service at 10:30. So we stay busy with the Spanish ministry, and God is doing great things up there. If you guys could keep us in prayers and keep inviting your Spanish-speaking friends to join us, amen, that'll be awesome, amen. How many of you guys have Spanish-speaking friends? Raise your hand. Amen. So let them know about Capilla de Transformación. Everybody say Capilla. If you don't know how to say Capilla, say Capilla. Capilla. I invite you to Capilla, our Spanish ministry. So this morning, I would like for us to turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And today, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you about breaking labels. Breaking labels. Breaking labels. And we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Are you guys ready to hear the word of God this afternoon? Yes. Amen. Praise God. Tell the person next to you, you're the real MVP this afternoon. You're the real MVP for coming to church on this heat. It's hot, but we here, ain't we? It's hot. Amen. So today I want to talk to you guys about breaking labels, labels that bind us. Truth is, my brothers and sisters, is that we've all been labeled before. We've all been labeled. Whether you were a kid, whether you were a teenager, whether you're an adult right now, we've all been called different types of names. We've all been labeled by people. And see, this is the problem. What happens is that when we get labeled, we internalize this label, we internalize it, and it becomes who we are. It becomes how we live our lives. It becomes what we do and the decisions that we make. We become attached to these labels. You know, and that's a problem when we become attached to negative labels because they lead us to become people that we do not want to be. How many of you guys want to live in God's purpose? How many of you guys want life? How many of you guys want blessings over your family? So we don't want to be attached to these different types of labels. You see, back in the day, my dad was a heavy, heavy drinker. He was a heavy drinker. He would pop a 12-pack every day, Monday through Friday. Bah, bah, bah. He was a heavy drinker. And as a teen, I started getting into the party scene, and I started drinking, and I started doing drugs. When I was a teenager, I started at the age of 13. I grew up here in Compton. And right here in Compton, you know, in the streets where I live, there was a lot of violence. There was a lot of gangs. I was already, getting into crews. I wasn't in a big gang, but I was already starting out in the crews. I was already going to parties. I was already, popping pills. I was already drinking. So guess what? A lot of people started looking at the pattern. They started looking at my grandfather. They started looking at my dad. And then they looked at me, and you know what people started saying? They started saying, you're going to become an alcoholic just like your dad. Label, bah. You're going to become an alcoholic just like your dad. One day when I was a teen, someone told me, you're a clown. You're a clown. You're not going to amount to nothing. You're a clown. All you do is mess around. You don't take school seriously. You're always skipping school. You're always ditching. You're not going to amount to nothing. And although I would make fun and I would laugh and I would continue to just try to make others happy, when I would go home, I would think about that. I'm a clown. I'm a clown. I'm not going to amount to anything. Label. And you see, sometimes I go out in the street or I'm about doing my business, and sometimes I hear parents labeling their kids. You're a good for nothing. Sometimes we get mad and we explode, and we don't know how to deal with our kids. Sometimes we don't know how to raise them right. So when we get mad, we explode. We start calling kids names that later on we regret. So I want to tell parents, you know, if you explode, if you get mad at your kids, think about what you say before you say it to them, because they're going to grow up with these labels, labels that people put on us, labels that when we get older, they disappoint us and they make us people that we do not want to be. I've been labeled a clown before. I've been labeled dumb. I've been labeled an immigrant because I'm Hispanic. So a lot of people will label me an immigrant. They will tell me, oh, there goes the immigrant. Just because I'm Hispanic. I've been labeled a failure. I've been labeled a good for nothing. Back in my college days, I remember in my college days when I was dorming out in Virginia, I remember we had a handyman. We had a handyman that he would basically take care of everything, you know, when something would mess up, you know, in the rooms, the plumbing, everything. I remember when I got there to the school, I remember that I was a minority. I was like the only Hispanic in the school. It was black and white, and the only Hispanic was me. So every time I passed by the hallway, the handyman would always yell out, Julio! What's up, Julio? How's it going, Julio? You know, and he was a really cool guy, but sometimes, you know, I wondered, you know, is he playing around or is he roasting me right now? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he was roasting me or I don't know if you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, you know? He would say it's smiling. He would always, you know, wave when I would pass by. But, you know, he unintentionally or intentionally labeled. Bah. Because Julio is what? You're basically calling someone a Mexican, you know, just by the way that I look, the way that I talk. You have an accent. You know, so Julio, every time I would pass by Julio. So the question I want to ask you guys, my brothers and sisters, what is the negative label that usually follows your name? So if your name is Maria, if your name is John, if your name is Irene, if your name is David, what follows your name? What labels have they put on us in the past? What labels do you need to break this afternoon? What do you need to break this afternoon? Here's the truth. And I want you to know today that God's power is always bigger than the label that they put on you. God's power is always bigger than your past. I don't care how bad your past looks. I don't care how ugly your past looks. God's power is more powerful than your past. It's more powerful than your past. It's more powerful than your labels. And let me tell you something. God's power, He has the power to break those labels this afternoon if that's what you want. You will no longer be called what they called you because God is so powerful that He could break those labels in your life this afternoon. And check this out. God's truth is bigger than any current truth in your life right now. I don't know what your truth is right now. Maybe it is truth. You're unemployed. Maybe it is truth. You just relapsed. Maybe it is true. I don't know your truth this afternoon. But God's truth is more powerful than your current truth this afternoon. Even if you own a label that in many ways are true about you, it doesn't mean that it must continue to be true tomorrow. How many of you guys believe that? God can take what is and make it no longer true. God will give you a new God-centered view of yourself. God will give you a new God-centered view of yourself. Paul says it this way, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new creature, a new creation. The old life has gone. A new life has begun. A new life has begun. God can resurrect you from your past. That which held you hostage will hold you no more. How many of you guys believe that? How many of you guys believe that? Who's ready to break labels this afternoon? And this afternoon, I like to look at three ways that God does this. Three ways that God does this. Number one, God gives you a new name. God gives you a new name. God is in the business of giving new names. How many of you guys know that? It happens all the time in the Bible. Abraham and Sarai wanted children, and it wasn't happening. They were praying to God for children. God, we want children. We want children. And they were already reaching an old age and they were getting disappointed, but they kept trusting in God. And guess what? One day God worked a miracle in their life and they became pregnant and God gave them new names. He gave them new names, Abraham and Sarah. They became the father and mother of nations. Not only are you going to have one kid, you're not going to have two kids, you're not going to have three kids. How many of you guys three, four kids this afternoon? Now imagine being the father and mother of nations. You're going to be the father and mother of nations. Not only are you going to have two or three kids, but you're going to be the father and mother of nations. God gave them new names. Do you guys remember who Jacob is in the Bible? Jacob means trickster. It means cheat. It means fraud. Why? Because he was always shady. Jacob was the shady type. He was always doing shady things, and that was his name, Jacob. But God changed his name, worked something in his life, and he changed his name from Jacob to what? To Israel. And what does Israel mean? God will prevail. God will prevail. And then you guys know Gideon, poor Gideon. He was pretty much afraid to stand up to his enemies. But an angel of God showed up and called him a what? A mighty man of valor. How many mighty men of valor we have in the house this afternoon? He called him a mighty man of valor and warrior. So what name do you need changed this afternoon? What name do you need changed? You see, I've got to say that. The name pastor has always been a struggle for me, the name pastor for me. It had always been a struggle for me. I've never really felt like a pastor. I never really felt like a pastor. I've always been a very shy person. If you meet me in the hallway, I'm a very shy person. And that could be confused with being conceited or being stuck up because you're shy. You know what I'm saying? So I've always been the shy type. I've always been the shy type. So I've never really felt like a pastor. I never owned up to that name. I've always been a very shy person. But in 2009, I remember that I was left in charge of directing the Spanish ministry of one of the fastest growing churches in America at the time. Right now, we're the fastest growing church in America. How many of you guys believe that? Amen. But in Virginia, I was part of one of the fastest growing churches in America, and I became the Spanish director. After a few months, people started calling me pastor. They started calling me pastor. And here's why that was a problem for me. I'm going to tell you why that was a problem for me, because I started to remember my labels. The enemy started to remind me about my labels. He started to remind me, you're too young. You're 20 years old. How is it possible that you're directing a church? You can't. You can't do it. You're too young. You're 20 years old. You're too shy. You're a fraud. You're a fraud. You're an immigrant. Remember that phrase? You're an immigrant. You're a minority. You're going to be like your father, an alcoholic. You're a failure. But that winter in 2009... I became a pastor in my heart because the church looked at me as their pastor. Because they started looking at me as their pastor. Because they would come with me when they were in need. When they needed prayer. When they needed a spiritual counselor. When somebody passed away in their family. I was there at their funerals preaching. I was there in their weddings. I was there in their events. When they cried, when they laughed. I was there and people started looking at me as their pastor. And as I continue to walk into my calling, I'm growing into my new name. I'm growing slowly but surely. I'm growing into my new name. And just how I grew into my name, you will grow into your name too this afternoon. How many of you guys believe that? You guys will grow into your name too. God is going to give you a name and you will grow into that name. You're going to grow into that name. You will be called forgiven. You will be called overcomer. You're going to be called a spiritual mom. You're going to be called a spiritual dad. Young people are going to come up to you and you're going to become their spiritual father. Young girls are going to come up to you. You're going to become their spiritual mother. Your children, they're going to come up to you. When they used to see you drink, when they used to see you do drugs, now they're going to come to you for counseling. Now they're going to come to you for advice. What? Because God gives you a new name. God breaks the old labels to give you a new name this afternoon. How many of you guys believe that this afternoon? I know I'm not the only one. I believe in a powerful God. I believe in a powerful God that could transform, that could change your past, that could bring you from a long way. Praise God. How many of you guys believe that? Don't let the devil remind you of your old name. He might be reminding you, remember when you used to be a drug addict? Remember when you used to be an alcoholic? Remember when you used to be in prison, when you were a fraud? You're a mistake. You used to be a cheater. My man right here that just gave his testimony, I think I heard he say he was a pimp. You know what I'm saying? So the enemy's going to try to remind you, man, you're a cheater. You're never, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the men that come from that past, you know, I'm never going to find me a good woman of God. But I want to tell you something. God breaks that old label and he gives you a new label. You're a man of God now, a man of valor. Amen. God will give you a new name. And number two, God will give you a new purpose. God gives you a new purpose. Your new name comes with a new purpose. Everybody say purpose. Say purpose. Amen. God gives you a new purpose. One of Jesus' followers, his name was Simon. You know, and Simon was unpredictable. He was undependable. Simon was wishy-washy. He was a fisherman. He was a fisherman. And Jesus walked by his boat one day and said, "Follow me and you will fish for people. You will become a fisher of man." You will become a fisher of man. Simon, you may look like you're a lowly fisherman. Yeah, Simon, you might have a terrible past, but you're going to follow me and you're going to become a world changer. And then a little later, guess what happened? Jesus changed his name from Simon to Peter. And what does Peter mean? Peter means rock. And upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And all the powers of hell will not conquer it. And if you know the story of Peter, you know that Peter was not always a rock from that point forward. How many of you guys know that? You know, he gave him a new name. He became Rock. Yeah, and it all sounds like great news. But guess what? Peter didn't grow into that purpose until later. He messed up again and again. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. But after the resurrection, Jesus forgave him and restored him. How many of you guys know that? Peter was a preacher on Pentecost, and the word says that he preached to 3,000 people, and 3,000 people came to follow Jesus on one day alone. One day alone he preached, and 3,000 people came to the feet of Jesus. You know what? Tradition tells us that Peter was so rock solid in his commitment to follow Jesus that he was sentenced to death by crucifixion. But you know what he told the guards? This is what he told them. "I do not feel worthy to be crucified like Jesus." So guess what? He was crucified upside down. He was crucified upside down. The negative label that Peter was known for was turned on its head. He was no longer wishy-washy. Now he was a rock of faith. He was a rock of faith. He died as a mighty man of valor. He died as a rock. God can take the associated label with your name and turn it upside down. How many of you guys believe that this afternoon? You're unfaithful and God will turn it around and now you're going to be known as faithful. How many of you guys believe that? That's the opposite of your, the opposite of your negative label this afternoon? What's the opposite? That will be God's new purpose in your life. That's going to be God's new purpose in your life. Out of our greatest weakness, God can grow our greatest strength and purpose. Out of our greatest weakness, God can grow our greatest strength and purpose. And number three, God will give you a new future. God's going to give you a new future. Like I said, your past may look terrible. You probably made a lot of mistakes like I have. I've made a lot of mistakes. I'm not perfect. Till this day, I make mistakes. I missed the mark. Who comes on Thursdays? Amen? See, I could tell who comes on Thursdays. I mean, we've been teaching on 1 John, you know, about missing the mark. And a lot of us, you know, we miss the mark. You know, we're sinners. We're sinners and we're not perfect. But you know what? God can give you a new future. How many of you guys believe that? God will give you a new future. The prophet Jeremiah spoke for God to the Israelites as they were in exile in Babylon, saying, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you." You see, and this verse is nice because sometimes we see it on the wall, we see it on our mugs, we see it on shirts. "For God knows the plans for you, says the Lord." But when Jeremiah spoke this to the Israelites, He was speaking to them in a time where they were in exile. They were in exile. So you could imagine the Israelites saying, prosper me? Here I am, a slave in exile. How can God prosper me right now? And you might be saying right now, how can God prosper me? How can God give me a better future? You don't know my financial troubles. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I struggle with daily. How can God have something good for me? And we start to question that. And I want you to notice that the word is plans and not plan. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Not plan. God doesn't have just one specific plan for you. There are many, many, many good plans for your future. There are many good plans for your future. Many good plans. Maybe you think your kids will never grow up to be anything, but God will use them in a mighty way. God will use them in a mighty way. A lot of people didn't believe in me, and a lot of people will call me an immigrant, a failure, an alcoholic just like your dad, but God changed my life around. He transformed me. Now I'm preaching almost every week and performing in different cities to the millennials, to the youth. I have the privilege to release album after album and go out of the city, sometimes out of the state, and perform my music to different millennials. When a lot of people call me an immigrant, a good for nothing, God turned it upside down. He turned it around, and now all the glory is for Jesus. How many of you guys believe that? God could do the same thing with your kids. God has a lot of great things for your kids. Maybe you're saying right now, I'm always gonna have this addiction, and instead you will lead people out of addiction. You're going to lead people out of addiction. I'll never get out of debt. But rather, you will get it together and be able to be generous with others and teach others how to do so. I'm always going to be unhealthy. Look at the way that I eat. I'm always going to be unhealthy. I'm not going to be healthy. And God will turn you into a P90X Superman who trains. And I've seen it. I've seen it. If people put that label on you, I'm not gonna name those labels, you know, but those labels that you know of unhealthiness with your physical body, just remember that. God could give you a new future. And you could inspire others to live a healthy lifestyle. I'll always be childless. Abraham and Sarah, I'm always gonna be childless. And in God's power, you'll have children to adopt or have spiritual children. Have spiritual children. God will give you a new future. My brothers and sisters, one of the most inspiring stories in the Bible of a new future that I could think of could be, you know, the story of Rahab the prostitute. I don't know if you guys know the story of Rahab the prostitute. She always got the label the prostitute. She always got the label the prostitute. The label was true. She was a prostitute, and there were two kinds of prostitutes in that day. There was a temple prostitute and the unrespectable prostitute that gets picked up on the cops. She was the cop's prostitute. But when Israel was conquering the promised land, Rahab helped. She helped them. She helped them. She hid the men of God and helped them out, and God honored her choice. God honored her choice. She hid the Israelite spies and got to know God. She got to know about God. God brought her a God-fearing man named Solomon, and they had children. God gave her a new future. And check this out. Check this out. Rahab the prostitute became the great, 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 great grandmother of Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. God gave her a new future. The same God who raised a dead Jesus from the grave can raise your dead future and give you a new future this afternoon. How many of you guys believe that this afternoon? How many of you guys give glory to God this afternoon? Amen. But friends, here's the problem. Here's the problem this afternoon. You can't break the labels on your own power. You cannot break the labels on your own power. You're stuck. Each one of us is broken. Each one of us is wounded in some way or the other. Each one of us is a little bit off or a lot off. Amen. Each one of us has missed the mark of God's will for us. We have missed the mark. We can't free ourselves from these labels. You need the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. Amen? To break those labels, give us a new name, give us a new purpose, and give us a new direction and future. Maybe this afternoon somebody brought you out, and you think you just came here to appease your mom or your grandma. I know I did when I first came to church. I was 14 years old, and I remember my cousin brought me. My grandmother was inviting me. She was insisting that I come to church. And finally, I was like, okay, I'll go with you. I went. I remember I didn't like it at first, but then Jesus, amen. I fell in love with the Lord. I fell in love with the Holy Spirit. I wanted more of His presence. I wanted more and more and more. And let me tell you something. God started to transform my life. He started to give me a new direction and a new future. God has another plan for your life today. The plan is that you will know the love of God that raised Jesus from the dead. God's plan for you today is that you ask God to forgive you of your past, all your mistakes, to set you free, and to follow Jesus into a new name, into a new purpose, and a new future. And this is how you do it. This is how you do it. You tell the truth about yourself to God. Tell the truth about yourself to God, because God knows everything. God sees everything. And sometimes we forget that. We forget that God knows everything. We forget that God sees everything. So just be honest. Open your heart to God. Tell Him the truth about yourself. Stop pretending to be something that you're not, and just be honest with God. If you're not honest with people, just be honest with the Lord. Be honest with God. Open your heart and tell Him, this is who I am. Be honest with God. And that's how you start. That's how you start. Then God starts working in your heart. And He starts turning everything upside down. How many of you guys believe that? I'm going to ask everybody to get on their feet this afternoon. And the Word of God says that if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. Will you guys do that today, this afternoon? If so, I invite you. I invite you to pray with me this afternoon. So I'm going to ask everybody to close their eyes and bow their heads. And as we finish this afternoon, I just want you to think right there where you are. I want you to meditate, and I want you to think. I want you to think about those labels. If somebody, anybody, it doesn't matter who it is, in the past labeled you a certain type of name, and you've been carrying with that label your whole life, you need to be set free this afternoon. You need to be set free, because if you don't break those labels this afternoon, you're going to keep thinking that you're what people tell you that you are. But remember, God's power is more powerful than any label. God's power is more powerful than anything that your past tries to throw at you. You're a good for nothing. You're never gonna experience God because you're a sinner. But this afternoon, I want you to break those labels. Think about those labels. Think about those labels. And if you want God to give you a new name, if you want to start believing God for your new name, maybe like me, it's costing you. It's costing you to walk into your new name. You already know your new name. But you want to start walking into your new name. You want to start feeling comfortable with that new name. If you want a new purpose in your life this afternoon, if you want a new future, I'm going to open up the altar this afternoon. And I'm going to ask you guys to come to the front, and we're going to pray. We're going to open up the altar. And if you simply want to come and just worship the Lord, at this time, we open up the altar. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord to break those labels. We're going to ask the Lord to break those chains this afternoon. This afternoon, we're going to be set free. I don't know about you, but I want to be set free. I don't want to live in bondage. I want a new purpose. I want a new future for my life. I don't want to continue to believe those labels that people put on my life. The Spirit of God is here this afternoon.